What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to a very special edition of The Real Press Start. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We haven't had a show in a couple weeks. There's a good reason for it. I mean, really, there's not. We're just... Schedules have been weird. Things have been weird. We're working on it. But in the meantime, I am joined by Pistolita.
What's up?
We've been drinking. Not much. Just enough.
We too short drunk.
Too short drunk. And so while I'm recording this, and while we're recording this, we're also playing a game of pool.
two games ahead.
Yes, she's been whooping me. I blame the canteritos. but we're talking about creating a new podcast together. And I want to get the audience's take on this, what they think. We're continuing. I'm about to win. That corner right there. What we're talking about. She gave me bad juju, and I mean, it was like the easiest shot ever.
It's a gimmick.
So I have not watched Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah. There's a lot of animes I have not watched.
Oh, I punched the table.
I saw that. There's a lot of animes I haven't watched. And a lot of animes that you have watched.
Yeah.
And so... God fucking damn it. And it scratched. You won.
I won.
Bullshit. Yeah, you won. I scratched. And I just farted, and it's going to smell pleasant in here while we do this.
I'm going to die.
what we're considering is, she's going to give me episodes to watch, shows to watch. I'm going to watch them, and then we're going to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're also watching Shrek 2. And I just realized that Shrek 2 is basically the story of a white girl bringing a black man home.
Yeah.
It's like the whole, like, or bringing...
But she happens to turn black as well.
Yeah. Because, like, I was thinking about, like, he's, like, the king is like, so, any grandchildren that we would get from you would be? He says, yes, August. It's like, so basically, it's like, it's a whole race. I never had that until just now.
That's how they brought racism into your childhood.
Your childhood, yep. I do have a couple stories. I'll bring some stuff up that we can bring up together.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Let me pull up my stories. We might just do a short one today. Let's see.
Oh my God, I smell your fucking egg fart.
It's a bad one.
You freaking Egbert.
Oh, little beans got me. Yeah, where's my stories?
You need a gas mask. Cause this gas is puking.
Oh man, it's been that long since we've done a show that I can't even find my stories now.
What type of stories?
There's stories about stuff.
What type of stuff?
Stuff that's in the news. Stuff that's going on in the world. There it is. One Punch Man movie to be written by Rick and Morty.
Who?
They're making a One Punch Man movie.
Oh, I heard about that.
And it's going to be written by Dan Harmon.
I'm actually really excited. Yeah. One Punch Man is so good. You should watch that one too.
I've seen it. See, that's the thing is I've seen a couple episodes of most of these.
Mm-hmm. But you just haven't seen them.
I haven't actually sat down and actually watched them.
You should. They're so good.
Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, the first five episodes. See?
Yeah.
So, oh my God, what's that show? My Hero?
My Hero, yeah.
I watched the first 5 episodes like 3 times. Because it's like I watch it and it's like then I, you know, it's been like a year later.
Oh, so you gotta read, yeah.
And then I start watching it again and I get up to like the 5th episode and whatever, something stops me. And then like it's another year before I watch it again.
Yeah, well, I just started watching Airbender.
Oh, Avatar? Last Airbender? What do you think of that?
I like it. I really like it a lot.
Yeah, I love that.
I love Aang. He's like my favorite character.
Sokka's my favorite character. No.
No, I'd like to claim that because everybody says I'm going to really like Sokka. That's the one. No, not Sokka. What's your name? The one that does the Earth?
Toph. You're going to love Toph. Toph is you.
That's what you say. That's what everybody's been telling me. And then I'm like, all right, I need to get to that point.
You're Toph.
Sokka's funny too.
You know Mick Foley does a voice in a couple episodes?
Mick Foley?
Yeah.
The one from Superbad? Oh no, Mick Foley, the wrestler.
Yes.
What is his name?
Mick Foley. Mankind,
no,
Captain Jack,
what's the
Dean
one
Love?
From Superbad with Jonah Hill and
McLovin?
McLovin.
McLovin, Mick Foley. That's gonna be the name of the episode. But so yeah, he does a voice. So when you meet Toph, I think it's the episode when you meet Toph, maybe.
He's Toph?
No,
that's just a girl.
No, he's not the voice of Toph.
Oh.
He plays a character called the Boulder. See, he's a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
And instead of being called the Rock, he's the Boulder.
That's
and he talks
hilarious.
Like the Rock,
yeah.
But it's Mick Foley doing the voice.
That's hilarious.
It's so freaking awesome.
Alright,
I need to get to that
part. Because I also, I got to put it on hold because, like, My Hero just came out. Demon Slayer just came out, so I wanted to watch those. And I watched a lot of One Piece.
I could, yeah.
Have you been watching? What was the last time you watched One Piece?
I've probably watched the first how many episodes are there right now?
1,000. Like, a little bit more than
okay, I probably watched the first 100. Maybe.
What was the last thing you remember watching?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know. You know what? To be fair, the last thing I remember watching, I know I've watched further than this, is fucking Buggy. That's one of, like the arc that I remember the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Last time I asked, you said Moria.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. But I just remember like off the top of my head right now.
Well, I could figure that because I could see you really liking Buggy.
I love Buggy. Buggy is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he is funny. I
and like and then his power was cool. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Yeah. You could choose which one you want.
I'll do solids.
You just saw that, okay. Go again. Yeah, Buggy was always super cool to me.
Yeah, out of Buggy, who was your favorite character?
Other than Buggy?
Yeah, I guess Buggy would be your
favorite. I think Buggy is my favorite character, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know mine's. I really
it's like, there's so many good characters.
There is. Like, there's Luffy and, like, Zoro are, like, gonna be my all.
Zoro, yeah, he's always
but, like, side character, I'm gonna go with Frankie.
Okay.
Frankie, yeah. I don't know. He's just hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Could a boost, and then he farts. And then like right now he's fighting because they're fighting Doflamingo. And Frankie's fighting Senior Pink, and that like matchup is so perfect.
It's so yeah, okay.
Senior Pink over here fucking getting girls, and he's just all ripping their bras off. He's such a manly man. It's so funny.
I'm strange, right?
Yeah.
I was one of my favorite things like when I think because with Buggy, the whole the knife in his hand just blown away like.
Did you watch the live action?
No, I haven't.
That's when before Jujutsu Kaisen watch that.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that, but.
Okay. Have you watched a live action for
Avatar? No.
No, not Avatar.
Dragon Ball? No, we don't speak about that.
That's what we should do.
Watch the shitty ones?
We'll watch the shitty ones, but we'll watch them
on the show?
On the show while we're doing the...
Alright, yeah, because it was funny because I watched Fear for the first time. The one from Walmart.
Yeah.
And I watched it with Bella. And Bella's like, I don't know, she's kind of like, oh my god, we're so hot. But watching the movie, I'm like, what in the fuck? His voice, first of all, did not match.
What? No.
I don't really take you to be a faggot. That shit was so funny. I don't know, I found it more funny than, like, thrilling. But the only part that, like, made me mad is he killed the dog.
Yeah.
And in the movie, it's like, you can't kill a dog.
You can't kill dogs. Fuck.
Yeah. Kill a person, but not the dog.
No, have you ever seen, what's that movie? It's that the M. Night Shyamalan movie. When the trees are trying to kill people. Oh. The Happening.
The Happening? No, the only one I remember is that one time Grandma showed me, it's like, everything electronic is trying to kill you, and then all the trucks are circling. That's,
I love that fucking movie. They're called Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah, that shit freaked me out.
Dude, we should just watch just old movies and
get my reaction to it.
Yeah.
And anime.
Yeah.
Look out for some cooking videos.
That's what we we're just gonna do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But so Maximum Overdrive, I used to love that movie. You know, in the beginning of that movie, I don't know if you remember, where they're in the little brown car and the lady, she's like, "Drive, Harold, drive."
Oh, that's so...
You know who that is?
No.
That's the girl that does the voice of Lisa Simpson.
Really?
Yep.
I forget she acts a lot.
She used to be in a lot.
She used to, yeah.
Now she just fucking lives off Lisa Simpson money.
As she should.
All right, I was.
It's Lisa Simpson. How can you go wrong? Actually, Lisa Simpson sucks at the Simpsons.
No, you know what? Lisa Simpson is a great character. She's bad. Like, okay, you watch King of the Hill.
A little bit. I don't remember it too much.
Peggy Hill is the worst fucking character ever. She's the villain of everything. She's the villain of that whole series.
She is, actually. I do remember that. Yeah.
Fucking Peggy. You got one of my
names.
No, you didn't. Never mind.
She's what's her name? Didn't she, what's his name? Who's Bobby's real dad? It's not King Hill, is it?
Yeah, it's, yeah. No? Hank Hill's his dad.
Is it? I thought she
No, you're thinking of Joseph, the neighbor.
I think I am. I'm thinking of Joseph. Who's the one with the trucker hat? What was his
name? That's Dale.
Dale. Yeah, and then I know a real life Bill.
Yep.
Shout out to Bill.
Shout out to Bill. fuck, where are we going with this? With the happening. So what, apparently, like, people are going crazy and killing each other and like just being crazy, and no one can figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's the trees. The trees are putting out like
pollen or something.
Because they're putting out this pollen that's driving people crazy because people are destroying the planet.
Yeah.
But there's a scene where Mark Wahlberg, they're trying to get to safety.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Yeah, he's in it, and they're trying to get to safety. And there's this old lady, and they're trying to go up to her, and she's like, "No, you guys just want to rob me." And Mark Wahlberg goes, "What? No."
Is even Ashton Kutcher in that 70s show?
It's the worst. Yeah, it's like the worst acting. Just, what?
No.
That's
fucking funny.
Like, even if he wasn't trying to rob her.
Like, I can't take Mark Wahlberg serious. After watching him in like Ted. Like, in Ted and Ted 2, that's the only movie he was good in. Besides a Good Cop and Bad Cop. The one with Will Ferrell. Good Guys.
That's
good
the other guys.
Other guys? Oh.
Yeah. He's, no, and you know what's another good movie with him? Is,
The Fighter.
Yes, that's a good one, too. No, what's the one? The Rock's not in it. Who's in it? It's a bodybuilding one.
Bodybuilding?
Well, they're the bodybuilders that they rock. It's based on a true story. The bodybuilders that rock the bank.
I didn't see that one.
He's really good in that one.
I don't really watch movies like that.
Like, he's like a personal trainer. Like, it's a really good movie. But there's like a scene where like there's this little fat kid, and he's like he's talking shit to the kid. I forget why he's talking shit to the kid, but he's like, he goes, "I see your mother looking at me when I drive up and down the streets. You keep talking shit, I'll be your stepdad in a week." But you know, he's really good in that one.
Yeah.
I think maybe The Rock is in that one.
He probably is.
I feel like he is.
You know what?
There's another wrestler in there. I just can't remember who now.
Have you seen how raves have been going like crazy recently?
The raves, yeah.
Like raves. Have you seen the Shrek rave thing?
No.
There's like a memo thing. Like, I don't know. It's this one guy. There's this one DJ. I don't know his name, but he has like a Shrek thing that plays on his like when he does a song. Uh-huh. I absolutely fucking hate it. It's like one of the worst. There's one of the most like disturbing things. I'll show you later, but it's just like, what is going on? It made me so scared of Shrek for like the most unreasonable way.
That's weird.
Like right now, watching him walk up, I was like,
you're having
flashbacks.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Could I rhyme the boom?
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, so she showed me the track. The track rating. It is quite disturbing.
If I was on Molly or acid, I would cry.
Yeah, that's like, I feel like that's what that is for. It's like if you're having a bad trip.
It's like,
yeah, if you're having a good trip, it's going to give you a bad trip.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a fun time to me.
No, that does not seem like a good time.
It kind of reminds me of, like, remember the creepy, I don't know if you're old enough to remember creepypastas.
Oh, I remember creepypastas.
So it reminds me like of a creepypasta.
That's the book, right? Or the YouTuber?
No, it's like creepypastas, what they were, like these weird stories. They usually revolve around some kind of pop culture thing. So like there was a Mickey Mouse one that was like supposedly, it was like this guy, it was a, so in Florida somewhere, there's an abandoned Disney water park.
And a lot of the kids died in it, right?
Someone drowned there, they closed it down. Or I think an alligator or something. But this guy...
I think I know what creepypastas are, but go on.
This guy was, you know, these guys, they go to, like, abandoned places, the urban explorers, mm-hmm. That's what they're called. This guy was an urban explorer, and he goes to explore this place. And he finds a full Mickey costume. Like full on, in one of the locker rooms. Full costume. And he's like, holy shit, but like, it's been sitting there.
It's,
like,
it's all gross. And
it's all gross and moldy.
It looks like fucking Freddy, what's that one from Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah. It's like that. It's all beat up and moldy. And he goes, someone else must have been there because the Mickey Mouse costume gets up and starts walking towards me. And then as he's walking towards me, like the guy, whoever's in the costume, goes to like, they're going to take the head off and they lift up. And then yellow pus just starts pouring from the eyes. It's like really creepy. And like, there's images with it and everything. The guy had taken pictures. And it's like the costume like that. And there's like yellow like ooze just coming from the eyes of the costume.
Yeah.
And he goes, after that, I just screamed and ran out of there. That was the last time I ever went there.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Like, because in middle school, there's like this thing where we would watch these YouTube videos. But it's like Middle Eastern, like they'll go to like, it's like Middle Eastern guy recording this, and he's like, he goes to this house, but this house is like abandoned. It's like pretty much on a, like it looks like it's on a hill, mm-hmm. abandoned. And then like he somehow, like he sees someone walk across, and he like it's, then a door slams, and all this stuff goes on. And he says, stop, Allah Akbar, because that's what, I guess he's starting to pray. Because it's like all the shit, and it's just like messing with him. It's like pulling on him. It's like closing every door. Like,
yeah.
He's trying to go. Like every door he's going out of, they're closing or they're closing it before he gets to the door.
Before, yeah. That's
and it's crazy. Just crazy. It's like, I think now, like, you could even go like look at him.
I'm gonna see if I can find the Mickey Mouse one.
And then there's like, I think there's another one too where it's like don't shower at truck stops, mm-hmm. because there was like this Mexican guy and he's like gonna go to the truck stop, but if you go in, then he just sees like a creepy, like, it looks like a hair that he left in the drain for like a year or so. And it's just like peeking like there, and he's just like, I know. Like, it's just.
I know. Super Mexican.
Please leave me alone. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's so creepy. But I'm here for it. I love creepy stuff.
Me too. Like creepy puzzles. I used to love reading creepy puzzles.
I watched that. What's that guy called? Newt's Top 5?
I don't know.
Oh, those are, that's the scary videos that I watched. Newt's Top 5.
But I remember the guy, the way he was talking about the Mickey. And I think in the pictures too, he said it was thick yellow, like it was like paint coming out.
Like pus?
Yeah, but it was like so thick and bright yellow, like it looked like paint coming out. And it was just disgusting. And the guy started chasing him. That's when he ran and left. But there was another story, because most of the creepypastas revolved around, like I said, pop culture stuff. So there was the one I remember the most was called Ben Drowned.
You know, well, before we get off the Disney topic.
Yeah.
Before, I heard Disney's like really haunted, though.
Didn't it? Oh yeah, 100%. I was a ghost.
No, seriously. Dude, I think there's a ghost that follows me now, okay?
It just follows you all around?
Yeah, because at my work. I don't know, we always hear like, there's this one corner and it's always this corner. And if you ask any of my coworkers, they will tell you. It's always like. And then like, it always in this one corner. So I ignore it. But then the other day, because we've been working shifts together. We usually work alone, but now since this game's over, we started working together. And it was doing that. Like, and we looked at each other and we're just like, and we just go back to phones. But all of a sudden, like, since I work at an anime store, it started ruffling a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no one's in store. No one's like, it's super dead.
Yeah.
And like, no one's in store. And we're just like, and my coworker's like, shut up. I heard what you heard, but don't bring it. Yeah. Like, you know? And then after that, this week, our register, it keeps glitching. Keeps glitching. I can show you videos. Mm. It keeps glitching, and then this girl, like, it was a super dead day. This girl finally comes and plays the claw machines. One of the claw machines starts, like, she's like playing with it and starts turning off and on, off and on, off and on, and it's just like, what the heck? And then the next day, it's perfectly fine. That's so weird. It's just like, I feel like there like might be a poltergeist or something.
At my job, it follows me a lot at work.
I think it followed me too.
We call it Ghost Kiki. We gave her a name. His name is Kiki, and she's always like.
Kiki, do you
love me? Well, so my office. When you walk into my office, it has a the sensor light.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm not there, the receptionists that are outside my office, they said my light comes on just all the time.
Really?
Yeah. They say Kiki likes being in my office. Then the light will just come on and it'll go off. And it'll come on and go off. So we have like this big reception area. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm up there, there's this one drawer.
It keeps opening?
It just opens. Anytime, like, as soon as I walk up there, that drawer opens. And I'll close it, and then, like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's not like one of those drawers where it's always opening. It's not.
Yeah.
It just slides open.
That's weird.
And it slides slowly, like, kind of like someone's pulling it open.
Yeah.
And it only happens when I'm up there.
I think it's part of the grandpa.
And then our elevator, too. Mm-hmm. The elevator just goes up and down by itself in that same area. Like, that same area.
That's creepy. The elevator, that's where you don't mess around.
And then on top of that, so this has happened twice now. Where we have a bunch of like badges for visitors, and they have like, you know, those reels where you pull, like,
yeah.
So they have those on top of them. And so mm-hmm. we reviewed the camera footage afterwards, and it happened twice now. So there was like, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden one of those badges goes and just flips over by itself. And so we had one guy.
Stupid ghosts can't get through the walls.
Yeah. it can't. No, it's too much. I mean.
Oh.
But so the one guy was leaning against the counter, and the camera, you see him turn around, and he goes, "Hey, it felt like someone just touched my back." And when we watched the cameras,
me too.
But at the when we watched the camera, there was like the badge thing flipped, and then he turned around like that.
Wow.
It was at the exact same freaking time.
It was creepy. This time, okay, I wasn't really creeped out because I low-key think it was grandpa. Yeah. And I was working. I was, like, restocking plushies, so I was kind of, like, underneath something. Because underneath the plushies, we have, like, cabinets, and I was pulling out more plushies. But I had my hair down, and I felt like someone, like, pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up, like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
you were getting rid of the, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's nobody. But I think it was grandpa because someone just walked in. So it's like, hey, dummy, pay attention.
I can see that.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, what the hell? But yeah, I think I think the one at my job, like, likes to, like, not mess with me, but I like to mess with it.
Yeah.
Because in our cameras, too, like, if you go to my store, you see the register, and you see, like, right above the register, we have cameras, and it shows that, you know, we're watching you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one area, like, I've proven it to everybody, like, it doesn't show, like, if you're at the register, it won't detect you, it won't anything. But only at night, it shows you that there's somebody, like, it puts, like, a little red thing to show that there's a person in the camera.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, in that area, too, where you hear the...
And there's, like, it's picking mm-hmm. somebody, that's creepy.
Yeah, so every time, like, I have to, like, close up, I always turn off the TV the first time, because it's, like, I can't.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have the back rooms, and the back rooms, my job could get pretty hot, you know? Mm-hmm. But the back rooms are always so cold. Always so cold, and then, we have to check, like, just in case, like, someone happened to go back there when we weren't paying attention or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. We happen to, like, every time you, like, go like this, like, you turn off the light and you go like this, you feel like there's, like, a tall, like...
You feel like someone's there?
Yeah, like, just right behind you. And it's just, like, so creepy.
That is weird.
And it's, like, it used to be a bank. So yeah. It's, like...
That's weird, yeah.
Like, it's just weird.
Like, I killed in a bank robbery.
It could be, because it's, like, it's really creepy, like, and I hate working there by myself, because a lot of sometimes, like, you hear, like, stuff on the roof,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, like, I don't know, it gives you an eerie vibe.
Eerie vibe, yeah.
And I'm, like, I was wondering, I was telling one of my old coworkers, like, I wonder if, like, my boss, like, if she sees this on the camera, like, does she not just say anything? Or does she, like,
yeah,
not acknowledge it or anything? I don't know. It's kind of really creepy.
When we were little...
Your grandma used to tell me a story all the time about when I was little. I used to play with ghosts in the house.
She said that I did too.
That she used to push in the tables, the chairs at the table.
Uh-huh.
And like, so we had tiled floor there. And then she would push all the chairs in, and then she would hear, and then she'd come out, and all the chairs would be pulled up.
Yeah, grandma was telling me the same thing, but she said that it was like the same ghost. Like she said, you played with it, Michael played with it, and I played with it.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible.
So that's weird. Maybe it's her dad.
Maybe.
That's the only person I could think of.
Maybe we're just followed by supernatural beings.
I don't know. I feel like we have like some sort of like, that like, what is it called? Like,
we have a family curse.
Not a family curse, but I feel like we're kind of like, we're the new Dean and Sam Winchester. But I don't know. I think we have like the not sidekick, but I feel like we have some sort of that in us.
I definitely don't.
You think? I for sure think my mom does.
I've always been able to like when it comes to like ghosts and shit,
mm-hmm.
I can like sense that, but like when it comes to like, oh, I should probably get out of here because something's about to happen. Like, no, I don't have that. My spidey sense is always like going off and it's like, oh, nothing's happening.
Okay, that's me too. I get like that too, but for ghosts, I'm like...
For me, like with ghosts, as far as ghosts are concerned, I'm like, this is like me.
It's fine, but unless it's like one of those scary ones.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't run into those. Like, Rania...
No, I told... Oh, I don't know if I tell... Okay, when I was in the military...
Military, that's probably even more scary.
I used to have you ever wake up when you feel like you can't move?
No, the sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
No.
They
I'm so scared to ever witness
that. That used to happen to me all the time when I was in the Army. Only when I was in the Army.
Do you see anything?
I did, eventually. And then at first I would...
I didn't really believe people with that, but...
I wouldn't see anything. I would just, like, I would wake up and I couldn't move. And I couldn't turn my head, nothing.
That's crazy.
And so at that house, when you would go up the stairs, there was like a little wall. So if you're on the second floor, there's like a half wall.
Is that one apartment you have?
No, in the Army. This is in the Army.
Okay, I was there.
No, you've never been there.
You were
born, but you never went. Yeah. But so like you would see the half wall, and like so if you were in the bedroom, someone was coming up the stairs, you would see them like coming up the stairs over the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get. Wasn't your old apartment like that? Remember when you had the 2-story one?
Yeah, my old apartment was like that too.
Yeah, see, I do. I get what you're saying because I remember like how your stairs used to be like that.
Yeah, so there was one time. So like I said, this started happening to me, and I wouldn't feel any. Like, I just wouldn't. I couldn't move. Then I eventually fell back to sleep. Then there was one time it happened to me, and I was like in pain, and I turned my head to the side like this, and I swear there was a face, like someone like looking over just the face.
What did it look like?
It was all just dark. I could see eyes, and it was just black. And that was like, what the hell?
What the fuck?
And then so that happened, it would happen again and again. Mm-hmm. And then finally one time it happened where I was in, like, I woke up, like I was frozen. I couldn't move and I was in a lot of pain. And there was a face, right? Like, it was like someone was sitting on my chest and there was a face right in front of me.
And it was still like all black with just eyes?
Yeah.
Ew.
And like, I was in pain and I said, Jesus, like, because I was in pain.
Yeah.
And the face went closer and said, is it here?
What is it here?
Jesus, because I said, Jesus, like in pain. And I said, is it here?
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. And then I woke
that
up.
Has to be like, isn't there like a demon or something?
I don't know what that was. They call it a sleep paralysis demon, but I don't know.
That's crazy, bro.
That was one of the creepiest, like...
I haven't had anything like that, but at my house, like, okay, since Grandpa passed away, I've been seeing like a little bit of weird stuff at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I sleep with my door open, you know how the hallways, like Junior's rooms are right next to mine? Well, that hallway, I think there's always someone just like standing there.
Standing there watching.
Like, yeah. And then like, luckily I sleep with TV on, so like, like it's like whatever, but it's just like, I feel like there's always someone there.
Yeah.
And then one time, I don't know, I was home alone and I had headphones in and I was kind of like, I think I was clean, but I was also like dancing while cleaning. And I saw like someone walk behind me, but like I felt like a gushy wind, so I turned around. I was like, ah! No one was there.
That's
crazy.
And I was just like, what the hell? And I was telling Bella this. And she's like, dude, I've been feeling like something like that too. So I'm like, okay, it has to be grandpa. Or like,
I mean, probably, yeah.
It probably is. But it's just like, it sometimes it's like creepy because it's like so like.
So just out of nowhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because like, I don't know. I don't think I've had, I feel like it would happen on you guys more than it would happen around me.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's because like with all that, I feel like he knew I was good. He knows I'm good.
I think he like, and then
you
like,
guys, he's always worried. He always wants to check, and he always wants to.
Yeah, because like also too, it's like I feel like I know how Grandpa was always like his favorite, so I feel like I get he's always around me, so yeah. I'm like, can you just be cool, man?
Stop being creepy.
Yeah, there's just certain times, like, even the dogs, like, Rhonda started barking, and Rhonda never barks. Mm. And she started barking, I'm like, what are you barking at? Like, you're barking at nothing. So I'm just like...
one of the creepypastas, the one that's called Ben Drowned, it's about this guy that he's at a yard sale, and he finds, it's an old Nintendo 64.
Or in, game, I forget whichever one it is.
GameCube, whichever one,
the Legend of Zelda with the purple mask, the Majora's mask.
Yeah.
I think that was GameCube.
I think so too.
But he buys the GameCube, and it comes with that game.
And that game's haunted.
And so, but like when he goes on there, there's, you know, like when someone else played the game, their game save is there, right?
Oh yeah, like it's like start a new game or the previous.
So he, I want to say that he, I don't remember how it happens, but like, he continues where that game is.
Was it a brand new one, or was it like...
No, it was somebody else's. He bought it at a yard sale with somebody's
game. Oh, okay. I didn't catch that.
And so when he goes, the name said Ben. It was Ben. Because, you know, you put your name.
Yeah.
It was Ben's game save.
That's kind of creepy.
And so he's playing the game, and all the characters... it gets stuck on all the characters are saying Ben drowned. That's all the characters are saying, Ben drowned. And so he like deletes the file and he goes, okay, maybe it's a corrupted file, whatever.
Yeah.
Deletes the file.
And he keeps still saying it.
And no, so when he comes back, it says
finally,
right? It says you shouldn't have done that. And then it starts like
Is it like some Jumanji shit?
Kind of. And it starts like all the characters are like all like mean to him, and like there's like this whole scene where like the legend of the character with the mask, he's doing this crazy dance, and like and like it's nothing from the original game. It's all screwed up, and like the game itself is haunted. And then he finally talks to the old man he bought the GameCube from, and it turns out Ben was his grandson, and his grandson had drowned in a pool.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
You know what's creepy? I don't know, it's kind of our own little creepypasta again, like, because you remember that middle school I went to, that Muslim one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that one, since it was, like, a mosque and stuff, there was a lot of funerals and stuff, and they used to, like, what's the thing where, like, a morgue, they had a morgue there, and you know how Jasmine has those, like, video games, or it's, like, what the ghosts are speaking?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff? Well, we would play those a lot on our recess, and one time, it was, like, green fence, and we're like, okay, there's a green fence right there, and it's all water. We have our water fountain right there, and it's like flowers, and we're outside, and it's like, it's literally explained exactly
so
where
everything that's
yeah
on
so we're like, okay, like we kind of got creeped out, so we turned it off, and we go back to class or whatever, and the way we're sitting, it's like, okay, there's one girl, it's me, and then another student, and then my two best friends in the back. Rania starts fucking crying, like, because she yells no and starts just crying. Mm-hmm. Ryan doesn't cry for like random stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just remember doing nothing. I was like, what is going on? Apparently, did you watch American Horror Story?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Have you seen the Coven one?
I know that. I haven't seen that one.
Okay, well, there's this one character that it's like a voodoo guy. I don't know. But Ryan says that's what she saw. Like, she watched it and she like texted me. She was like, this is what I saw. And she said that it was standing by one of the girls by the door, but it was looking at my friend Hannah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And she was saying that it's like, I guess Rania's mom told one of the ladies that she worked in the office, and she was like, that's weird. And she came from Louisiana, you know? That's what she saw. That's exactly, she was like, she's like, and it's so crazy that she from how long it came out too, because it happened before that came out.
Yeah.
And so when that came out, she was like, "This is what I saw," and it's so crazy that she's like, "It's it was weird." And one of the new names, because she came from Louisiana, she, like Ronnie's mom told her, and she came and staged the room. And then our bathrooms, like, the bathrooms are very creepy because it's, like, when you walk in, it's, like, okay, the sinks are here, and then they have, like, where you can wash your feet, and then the stalls. But the stalls had, like, heavy doors. And then, like, I don't know, there were so many stories. Ronnie said one time she went in, they all swung open and then closed. And all the waters turned on and everything, and she just walked out. And then I remember I went in one time, and I went to go open the bathroom door, but the bathroom next to me, it's all, teep. Like, yeah, and it's just... We've had so many crazy stories there. And then one time, we finally left the school. We were going to high school, and we're in this room, but you could see into, like, the other rooms because of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a creature. It's just, like, peeking out, and we're all hiding from it. Like, we couldn't even leave. We were so, like...
You're so scared of it.
So scared that we were so, like, paralyzed that we couldn't, like... We didn't know what to do, and it was just so creepy. And then now that she works there, because Ronnie works there now as a teacher.
Oh, wow.
And then now that she goes, she's like, I don't feel nothing. She's like, I honestly, she's like, I'll be there for 2 hours after work, before work. She's like, I don't feel nothing.
That's weird.
And then she says that her student said that she's like, I was using the restroom, and all the sinks turned on. And so it's like, I think it targets, like, little kids.
Well, see, I've heard something, like, there's, like, supposedly there's, like, a whole thing where there's, entities that only kids can
feel.
Yeah. And then the over time, as you grow up, you kind of, like, lose it. So I'll tell you, when I was little, one of my earliest memories, we were still living at our first house.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and your mom.
Yeah.
And so we had, it was a one bedroom house. It was, you know, your grandma and grandpa's bed, and then me and your mom had bunk beds on the side.
Yeah.
And I had gotten in trouble for something. I don't know what. I just remember they sent me to the room.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark, and I'm laying on the bunk bed. And so in the room, so, like, the bunk beds are against this wall, the bed, the grandma and grandpa's bed, and then where that door is, like, so picture there's a wall here, right? And then on this wall, there's a door for the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then there's a window where this door is.
Mm-hmm.
I was laying in bed, and out of the bathroom, this guy just walks out, and he turns and he looks at me. He was dressed like, he was wearing a leather jacket, like a greaser, like from the 50s.
No, kind of has the same story.
Really? And then he had, like, blood coming out of his head. And I jumped off the bed and I ran out of the room screaming. And both my mom and my dad, get back in the room. And I go back because I was in trouble. I come out screaming and panicking. They just make me go back to the room. Whatever I did, I got in trouble.
Yeah.
I go back into the room and there's nothing else.
Yeah, it's crazy because Hannah's grandma... She says that, I don't know if it was, I think they put Hannah to sleep in one room, but her mom, or I think it was her mom or her dad,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but they were coming downstairs, and they said at the end of the, like, the stairs, there's a cowboy, just right there, like,
smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Crazy.
And they were like, he didn't pay them no mind either, and, like, it's just like, they're like, it was so weird, and it's like, I guess the house hasn't been touched since who knows how long, but they swear that there was a cowboy just right there.
That's crazy.
And I was like, that's kind of scary, but that's kind of cool. Like, it's a cowboy.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's creepy. Like, even one time, even at our old school, mm-hmm. we were in class, and one time, I don't know, we were here, because Rania, we have full reign of the school because of Rania's mom.
Yeah.
And we were in one of the classrooms, and we were just kind of like messing around, drawing whiteboards, but one of the whiteboard erasers went fleeing because Ronnie went to go walk out and that shit went fleeing right after her.
That's crazy.
And it was just like,
that's crazy.
What the heck? And there was just, I don't know, that school, it's like, it has its moments.
Yeah.
But crazy. Loki, it's like, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of Jujutsu Kaisen because of the curses. Mm-hmm. Jujutsu Kaisen has, like, curses.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I feel like it is. Like, you have to be cool to know that you're, you could be a, what is it? Sorcerer.
Uh-huh.
That's what we are. Like, if we were in
Jujutsu
Kaisen, we'll be
sorcerers.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Right, I think on that note, let's go and wrap it up. We're pretty close to 45 minutes here, so thanks for listening. It was a weird show. We
just like talking about
ghosts. Yeah, we started talking about ghosts out of nowhere. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realpressstart. On Twitter's at realpressstart. On Instagram at therealpressstart. And on TikTok at therealpressstart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcast. On that note, game over. No more questions.